Oh, I got to try and remember how this goes, John.
Yeah,
I've been off for a little while. I've been playing hooky.
You've been off for years. But
yeah, I've been off for a long time, and I haven't been here for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And Chris filled in. I know you guys had a lot of fun. That's. I'm glad that worked out because Chris helped you do the Gunsmith Show.
That's right.
That's what we're going to do right now. It's the Gunsmith Show. It's 8 o'clock. It's US 103. You're home for ultimate classic rock. And Saturday mornings, 8 to 9, the Gunsmith Show.
It's spring, Dano.
And it's spring.
It's spring. It's our first spring show.
Oh, geez, yeah, that's right. Because it was
first spring show.
The first official. I took a picture of the first official day of spring.
Yeah, the snow.
I got the snow and the garbage can out in the back with the snow and the trees that were all gray. It was very heartening.
I think it's going to be the same way today, buddy.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Dan Foley, we're glad to have you back in Michigan and in the pilot seat because you are the pilot of the show.
I'm
the co-pilot.
That's
right. I'm the comic relief. But
no, you're the host. I'm the comic relief and the pilot, and I'm going to try and stick the landing. We'll see if we can do that.
It's Saturday morning, and we love it. It's the GSS.com is the website you can go to and link right to it. Or you can get us right now on US 103. If you can't get us real clearly, get us on the US 103 app, which is a great way to listen. Clear as a bell anywhere you're at in the world. Get it on there. You're good to go. But we are LaPierre's Ultimate Classic Rock, and I think that's really cool. I love being on a classic
rock station. It's a great station, yeah. I love
AM, you know, and people still come up to me all the time, I miss you on AM, but that's okay, you know. We're on FM now.
Got a new
Things
home.
Change.
So springtime, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, there is.
When it comes to the shooting sports.
Well, and
we're going to talk about turkey. We're going to talk turkey in a little bit. We're going to talk about personal protection. We're going to talk about accessorizing your purchase.
Yeah,
that sounds like
a full show, man.
But there's a lot, especially going on in the springtime.
There is. This time of year, I try to find, and I say that too often, but this time of year, I really try to find those exact things I'm looking for my collection. You know, and my gun collection is important to me. There are specific tools. And I've always been a person my whole life that works with tools. I'm a craftsman. I'm a journeyman carpenter. I'm a I'm an electrician. I've done all these things in my life. The tools that I hold in my hands are very important. So when I go coyote hunting, I want a coyote hunting tool. When I go goose hunting, I want a goose hunting tool. When I go deer hunting, I got a whole bunch of deer hunting
tools. Got a few tools for that, yeah.
I got a lot of tools for that. But you refine your tools and you find your favorite tools. It's like people ask me all the time, why do you coyote hunt with a 6.5 Grendel? Because it does the job. That's why. And it's a cool gun. It works. And it's, you know, it's like having that favorite drill. It works good. You use it. But once you have those guns, you got to get your ammo supply together. You got to get your sights together. You got to get your scopes, your accessories. These are the things that make your guns work better for you. And too many people out there have guns they've never fired, have guns that they've never shot at all. They play with them. They look at them. They put them back in the safe. And I want to urge you this spring to let's make it the spring that you're going to learn how to use your guns better. You're going to learn how to sight them in. You're going to learn how to make them work the way you hope they work. And make sure they do, because not all guns work right. They might need some help. They might need a trigger job, or maybe it's your AR-15, and you're like, boy, it's just not as accurate as I thought it was. Well, you can change the trigger in them. It's not that hard to do. You got to spend a few bucks, but it's worth it. You know, if it's a car payment, and you just keep making the car payment, and you drive the car every day, you accept it. You got to put new tires on it. You got to get your oil changed. Well, guns are kind of the same way. You might have to upgrade those sights. You might have to upgrade that trigger. You might have to get a threaded barrel or have your barrel threaded. You might have to have some night sights put on it. These are the accessories that we spend money on in guns that make them truly yours the way you want them. And then we got to work on range time. And I preach this, pardon me, all the time. Dan, I got to drink some coffee.
Yeah.
You talk for
a minute. So range time, Williams Gun Sight has outdoor ranges, and those will become more and more relevant as the weather gets nicer.
Yeah, right now they're a little wet.
And when the weather is not so nice, of course, they've got that great state-of-the-art indoor shooting range as well. The only public indoor shooting range in Genesee County.
That's right.
Pistol and rifle rated. So it's important. There's a lot of places. I know you have some private clubs that you shoot at.
Yep.
Flushing Club, and there's a bunch of them. And it's good to know where those are.
Yeah.
And take advantage, because that's there's the Grand Blanc Huntsman's Club.
Yeah,
there's
that's
a Flushing
where I shoot
Club.
A lot of skeet.
There's the Lapeer. Have you been to the Lapeer Shooting Club?
Not yet. I'm going this spring because we got a gun show coming up out that way pretty quick. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm excited about it, actually. We got, with the range time and shooting, there's just a bunch of competitions coming up this year. I'm going to try to get that on the website on the GSS.com. We'll get it on there. There's Blue Water Sportsman's Club. There's Lapeer. There's Dryden. There's all kinds of good clubs out that way. And this last weekend I was up in Marlette and checking out a whole bunch of stuff up around Marlette too. It was so windy though last weekend.
Yeah.
We had a windstorm. You were in the Grand Canyon or something, but we had
a windstorm.
I was
back for the weekend. Yeah.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, it was.
But you
it
didn't
was
call.
Saturday.
You didn't send a letter. You didn't send a card or nothing.
No, I had all my messages were being forwarded. I was still on vacation.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it. I do that every now and then. It's like Tuesdays and Thursdays. But anyways, I want you to gain accountability with what you have so that you can shoot accurately, safely, and consistently, and gain confidence, because confidence grows in a person that shoots like dandelions grow in the spring. See there? There's my spring reference.
There it
dandelions.
Is.
You know how they pop up, and before you know it, the whole yard is yellow? Well, you've seen yards like that. I'm sure yours probably isn't.
It's like potholes popping up in the
springtime.
Yeah, it's
like potholes in the springtime. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's a better Michigan reference.
And if you have trouble with potholes, they wreak havoc on your car. Diamond Jims can help you out with that.
Yes, they can, and they do.
Yeah,
I got a vibration right now I'm a little concerned about, so I got to take it over to show it to
them
next
week.
I'm
like an airplane landing. I got to check that out, too.
That's not good. Wow. So, but as, you know, life, every day is a gift, is what I like to say. And you make of it what you can. And I do have a little touch. Remember that, Dan, remember the fellow that got us that real nice flag we gave away last year, that wooden flag that was all painted up red, white,
Tony.
Tony Unwin.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Tony's a dear friend. And he's been having a real tough time for the past dozen years. He's got a beautiful son named Michael. And Michael... this is just, you know, one of those things that hits you in life. Michael had cerebral palsy and lots of problems, birth defects, and he lost on the 14th. Unfortunately, Tony lost his son. Mm-hmm. And Michael died. He's 12 years old. And the funeral's later today. And I'll be going to that later today. But a great gun guy, a dear friend. And and we talk on like about
our
a monthly basis.
Tony, that's tough.
Tough to have happen. And there's a GoFundMe. I'll have a link on my website for him to try to help him out, the family out, because they, I've seen what it's done with all the birth defects and all the problems. They, the beautiful boy, they tried to keep him going for all those years, and it just sucks the family dry, you know, and they need all the help they can get right now. So if you can, go to my website, and I'll have that GoFundMe link right on there. Mm. Or I've got it on my Facebook page as well. So my Facebook page, Jonathan Smith, and you're welcome to pop on there and link to it and go for it. So so I got that to happen later today. So I'm not going to be celebrating today, but I am going to celebrate his life with the family and, you know, and know that hopefully better days are coming for them, but I know it's going to be a tough road to hoe. So I lost my son, and I know that feeling of losing a child. And, you know, I have my little nuances that I do. I take my son's guns out and shoot them every year. And it's my day at the range with Tommy.
Testament,
And it's good. I always shoot around a skeet with his 20 gauge. I'll shoot his 22. And and I deer hunt with his the bottom of his AR-15. I changed the top to a 450 Bushmaster, but I deer hunt with it, with Tommy's AR-15, so it works out pretty good. And on that note, I think we're ready for a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk a lot about personal protection guns, and that's very important, because right now It's kind of a hot topic in America again right now. We got the reciprocity deal going all across America. We got lots of very interesting rules and laws coming up that I'm not even going to delve into yet because it's changing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sense in digging into it yet. We know things are changing. Some for the good, some for the bad. But we'll take them as they come for now.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Keep it right here, and we'll be back.